today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum and welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. The topic that we are going to discuss about in this episode is Islam and mental health. Be with us. Today, Friday, is the 9th of Rabiul Thani, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 13th of Aban, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 4th of November, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For today, we'll listen to verses 11 to 13 of chapter Az-Zumar from the Holy Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قل إني أمرت أن أعبد الله مخلصا له الدين.
Say, O Muhammad, indeed, I have been commanded to worship Allah, being sincere to him in religion.
وَأُمِرْتُ لِأَنْ أَكُونَ أَوَّلَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ
And I have been commanded to be the first among you of the Muslims.
قُلْ إِنِّي أَخَافُ إِنْ عَصَيْتُ رَبِّي عَذَابَ يَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ
Say, indeed I fear, if I should disobey my Lord, the punishment of a tremendous day.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The noble prophet, peace be upon him and his family, was keen on worshipping God sincerely and carrying out other obligations of his despite the agreement or disagreement of others. It is herein indicated that the noble prophet of Islam is one of the servants of Allah. He is also commanded to fully submit to divine command. His obligations even far exceed others, since he is supposed to be the forerunner in this respect. He neither claimed divinity nor did he deviate the path of sincere servantship, but he took pride in such a state, hence he is the noble, he is the model for all Muslims.
Accept my prayer,
Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahmanu Ya Rahim,
Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahmanu Ya Rahim.
During this week and the previous days and episodes of today's special, we look at Islam and mental health, and now the continuation of this discussion. Psychological and spiritual health is a necessary lifelong process that has been extensively discussed in the Islamic intellectual heritage. Gaining awareness into one's psychological and spiritual functioning is necessary in forming a meaningful relationship with Allah and following the mandates of our religion. Our greatest asset to doing so is our own very selves. Just as we strive to work on intellectual and academic development, psycho-spiritual development is all the more important for success in this world and the next. If one knows his mind, one knows his state between him and his Lord. The importance of personal development and refinement of character is established by the prophetic tradition, wherein he said, "I was exclusively sent to perfect good character."
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is your host, Ali, and we are with you with another topic to discuss with each other about the role of faith and iman in improving the quality of life and mental health. As said earlier, we have ni'matan majhulatan, as-sahat wal-aman. There are two blessings of God that are usually ignored by people. They do not usually think about them unless they find the importance and the necessity of them. As-sahat wal-aman, that is health, which can also include mental and material and body health and security, social security. In this way, a person is happy at the thought of attaining happiness and at the thought of an ominous future. A tremor falls on his body and he experiences severe anxiety. You see, just with having this in mind that our future is dark, so a sort of anxiety enters our existence. So the role of belief in our mental health has lots of consequences and effects that we enumerated at the very beginning of this discussion and show. But since I think we are approaching the last seconds or minutes of this show, we need to summarize and just to tell you having belief and faith actually will help us to increase our decision-making power and our, let's say, role in social activities, and then our capability and capacity about the concept of death will again increase. Hopefully we shall find some time to talk about these issues in near future till our next show. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun shining with light, be like a rose spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your love to every soul.
Mental health tips from the Quran and Sunnah we'll look at in this part. Practice mindfulness. This is nothing new in Islam. The Prophet was practicing mindfulness in his everyday life by meditating, supplicating, remembering Allah Almighty through dhikr, pondering, reflecting, contemplating, and remaining silent even in the presence of others when needed. we can see how mindfulness plays an essential role in trying to attain the excellence, perfection, and beautification of our awareness of Allah. By focusing on the present moment in our actions, words, and thoughts, rather than keeping ourselves too busy with regretting our past actions or lack thereof, or worrying about the future, we are better able to connect with our Creator and feel at peace with our present self. An excellent way to start practicing mindfulness is by being more aware of what we eat and how we eat. Mindfulness in eating is definitely something that is highly emphasized in Islam. Again, we have a question part that starts with a question: are there Quranic prescriptions for coping and distress? Yes. The Quran uses stories to provide relatability and offers coping strategies to feel better about negativity and distress. The Quran tells the stories of many individuals who experience profound stress and other negative emotions and provides priceless guidance on how we may overcome these emotions. The Quran teaches us that even the greatest of people experience periods of profound distress, grief, or sorrow. We can learn from this that such emotions are a normal part of the human experience. Just as Allah gave us life, He also gave us emotions. Seeking solace by visualizing the promise of eternal happiness is paradise compared with the temporary nature of this life. Striving to remember Allah frequently and engage in dhikr and turning to Allah with our complaints and pains in prayer and supplication are all actions inspired by Quranic guidance.
You know, in the Quran, in chapter number 13 in Surah Ar-Ra'd, verse 28, which unfortunately many people misquote and misunderstand, Allah says the very beautiful following statement: "A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Alladhina amanu wa tatma'innu qulubuhum bi dhikrillah. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innu al-qulub." Those who have believed and become established in belief, and whose hearts find rest and contentment in remembrance of and wholehearted devotion to God. Be aware that it is in the remembrance and of wholehearted devotion to God that hearts find rest and contentment. Merely reciting the verses of the Quran we began with, in which Allah says that it is in the remembrance of God that hearts find the rest, is not the secret antidote to mental health issues, just as this verse cannot cure people with cardiovascular issues. Number two, that just as the mind and soul are complex and are creations of God, which He Himself has told us that we have very little knowledge of how they function, we need to consult experts on how to deal with mental health issues, medical health experts, and spiritual health experts. Point number three, stress, anxiety, and depression can affect people at various levels. As believers, we need to have a complete, close relationship with God at all times, built not on rituals, but a deep spiritual connection with Him.
Thank you very much, and that was all for today's special. Inshallah, we'll continue this interesting topic. Till then, take care. Have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Ali Imami, Lafata illa Ali, Ali Imami, Ali Imami, Ali Imami.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi,
Muhammad Nabi. علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي